I would like to welcome everyone to meeting this afternoon. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. As we are currently in unprecedented times, can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the new guidelines with regards to the conduct of the meeting? Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Council's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business for the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item that use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. In the event that two councillors propose at the same time, the person who proposed first will be taken as the proposer and the person who proposed second will be recorded as the seconder. So, could everybody, sorry, apologies, if everybody could mute their microphones there just so we don't get any inadvertent feedback, that'd be great.
Could I make you aware of it? I might have to leave the meeting early, so just make you aware of it now, okay?
No, thank you very much, Councillor Curran. That's no problem. I think the done thing is if you just make that noted in the chat function, that'd be good. Thank you very much.
I've Councillor Burgess on the phone. He's having problems connecting to the meeting. Would it be possible to send a link or whatever to Councillor Burgess? Also, in relation to the declaration of interest, I would declare an interest under item 9 in regards to as a East Border region as I'm an officer and member of the board. So, we'll declare an interest in item number 9. Thank you.
Okay.
Councillor Burgess is on the phone here at the minute with me, so he asked me would it be possible to try to get him connected. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Mrs. Dillon, is that okay? Can you send a link out, Mrs. Dillon? Sorry, I appreciate that this technology can be difficult at times.
I'm doing it now, no problem.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Mulgrew, sorry, I see you have a question then, Councillor Mulgrew.
Yes, Chair. I was just going to ask, with your indulgence, and Andy, you may have well been tempted to do it yourself. I think it would be nice of this committee to send a letter of condolences to Collie Jackson on the death of his father. Collie has been a fantastic officer and has highly respected within the council. And I know his father was a great community man, and he certainly wouldn't have got the funeral which he would have got in normal times. So I think just it would be worth sending a letter or a card or whatever you feel appropriate, Chair, to Collie on the death of his father.
No, I think that is I wasn't aware, Roisin, that Mr. Jackson's father passed away, and that is indeed sad news. And Mr. Jackson is a very valued officer in this committee, so I think that would certainly not be it'd be more than adequate, I think. So yes, I think I'll follow that up if that's okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Councillor McAteer, for seconding that. Okay. Now we're going to move on. The first item is a presentation by Down Business Centre, and Janice McDonald, Linda Beers and Joe McCooby are hopefully online, and at this stage I'm I'm going to pass over because I'm not sure what black magic happens now when it comes to this. So if I could pass that over, that'd be great. Thank you, and we look forward to the presentation. So I'm going to pass over now. Thank you. Thank you. Just people can mute their microphones. As I do hear quite a bit of feedback coming back. So if you're not presenting, please, for the sanity of everybody's ears, could you please mute your microphones at the minute? Thank you.
Chairperson, members of the Economic Regeneration and Tourism Committee, thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to come and make a short presentation to you tonight. My name is Linda Beers and I am the Chair of Down Business Centre, and I'm joined tonight by two of my colleagues, Joe McCoubry, who I don't think will need an introduction to many of you, who is also a director, who's the treasurer of the organisation, and indeed was one of the founding fathers of Down Business Centre when it was established back in the early 80s. And the third member of the team tonight is Janice McDonald, who is the general manager of Down Business Centre and has been involved with the organisation since 1989. I know many of you will know the work of Down Business Centre well, others less so. And so we thought it would be a good opportunity to take the this chance to raise our profile with you and to establish perhaps a better understanding of exactly what Down Business Centre is all about. As I said earlier, the organisation was established back in 1986 as a local enterprise agency for the Down District Council area. And with the move into the wider Newry Moreland Down Council, we focused our activities largely in the eastern region of the council area, from sort of the Saintfield area, which is where I live, Saintfield, Killyleagh, Ardglass, Downpatrick, Newcastle, Castle Wellan, Banhinch. That area is where we focus in on. And in doing so, we worked very closely with Newry Moreland, a Newry Moreland Enterprise Agency, in the delivery of our activities. Down Business Centre is a charity, which means we rely on the income that we get from our business centre and also from government programming, and indeed generous funding that we've received for various programmes from the council. Our remit is really threefold. It's first of all, we run a business park on the Belfast Road at Downpatrick. We support the start-up and the development of local businesses. And particularly, we support people on their journey into self-employment. As I say, we've been going since 1986. And at the beginning of... at the end of 2020, we took the opportunity to look at the economic impact of what we've done over the last 10 years. And Janice, can we move to the next slide, please?
I'm just glad that that's working. I wasn't sure that it was working or not.
Okay. In terms of the economic impact that the organisation has made, in the 10 years to the end of 2020, we supported 2,500 new businesses in the area through a range of programmes. You'll know, I'm sure, of Exploring Enterprise and the Go For It programme. As well as that, we've been very much involved in helping businesses grow through various training programmes, masterclasses and mentoring. The Newry Moreland Down Business Growth programme, for example, where local businesses can apply and receive mentoring from experienced business consultants. You can see we have, delivered 1,300 sessions of mentoring. So we know that that represents something like £700,000 of an input just in the actual training and support for businesses to grow. So, you know, a significant input into the local economy. Joe, would you like to talk about the business park then? Janice, the next slide.
Is Joe, did Joe actually get logged in? I'm not so sure that he did.
Okay. Joe, are you there?
No, he's not at all.
Right, well, we run a business park on the Belfast Road in Downpatrick, 34,000 square feet of business accommodation. That's divided into light units for light industrial and commercial activities, and also office-based accommodation. The centre is consistently 100% occupied. I mean, obviously, in the year that we have all experienced, we are thrilled to announce that we are near capacity in terms of our rental performance, which, you know, we were concerned about that, but really the resilience of the local businesses in the business park has been tremendous. And indeed, we have attracted 6 new tenants in the past year. At the minute, we've got a waiting list. But like with all these things, there's always people who come, people who go, we seek to accommodate as much as we can. Janice, the next slide, please. We are in actual fact one of the smallest business centres in Northern Ireland in terms of the scope of business accommodation that we can provide to the local area. And we've identified that there is actually an urgent need to add additional square footage of lettable space at our site. We're not coming to you with a proposal tonight. We're not here with a bag and bowl tonight, but we may well come back at another time. We've got a proposal that we're developing now to create an additional 12,000 square foot workspace units. And I know that there's been quite a lot of research, and I understand the council is undertaking a survey to look at the business accommodation need in the area. And certainly it would appear that units of 1,000 square feet are right on the mark in terms of, you know, what's needed. So we have scope on our site to expand. But as I say, we are now looking at that in much more detail, and we will be seeking to secure funding and to complete this scheme if it goes ahead by the end of 2022. Janice?
Thank you, Linda. I'm sure you all agree the last year has been very difficult for everybody, let's say the small business community. So we've been supporting small businesses throughout the past year, signposting them. I mean, there's significant help out there. I mean, the business growth programme that the council runs has been excellent, but even a lot of the government support. But we thought there was something else that maybe we could do. So we've sent out a questionnaire, and perhaps some of you will have received this. We have about 1,600 people on our mailing list. But, I mean, the main body of that 1,600 is the small business community. So we sent that out over the last 2 weeks, and we're not really that surprised with what has come back from it. But what we want to do is find out what the impact is on the small business community and the self-employed. 61%, I mean, I'll only go into a couple of the main headlines. 61% say COVID-19 has had a severe to major effect on their business. 35% say COVID-19 has had a severe to major effect on their mental health. Now, we know there's support out there for businesses in terms of business skills. You know, if you need help with your marketing, et cetera, or your finances. But although there's help for people for mental health, there's nothing targeted at the small business community. Some of the statistics and the findings coming back were, for example, over 60% of self-employed are saying they're lacking motivation, they're having sleep problems, suffering from stress, anxiety, and inability to switch off, loneliness, so low self-esteem. And these are all significant, and we thought we would like to try and do something about it. So we're responding to this by piloting a small program, which we're funding ourselves through our own finances. You know, is getting down to business getting you down? So it's a programme of support to connect and provide support to local self-employed, an opportunity for them to meet online with like-minded people. We'll kick off after Easter time, and we've about 6 workshops lined up, looking at work-life balance, managing time, setting boundaries, developing resilience, networking, self-care and well-being. We're excited about it, and we're excited to kick that off, but we feel it will need extended because this is a problem that's not going to go away. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. As I said, we weren't, as Linda said earlier, we're not coming with a begging bowl. We would just like to make you aware of what we can do. We have a number of programs and ideas that we're thinking about. But at this stage, we just wanted to remind you that we're here, and if there's anything at all we can do to help out and help you achieve your targets, we'll be delighted to work with you.
I mean, going back to the economic impact that we delivered over the period 2010 to 2020, you'll know yourselves, the beginning of that period was anything but positive economically. And yet we played our part in helping sustain the local economy and encourage people to set up their own businesses and whatever against that background. Obviously, pre-COVID, things were a lot more positive in the economy. But, I mean, in Down Business Centre, we have the experience and we've got the resources and we've got the connections, we believe, to play our part in helping, you know, rebuild the local economy post the COVID-19 situation. And as Janice says, that's the main reason why we're here with you tonight, so that you will, that you know what we do and that we're here and we're willing and able and we've got innovative ideas. Not very expensive ideas, let me assure you, on the programming front. We've got some innovative ideas that we'd like to bring forward for you and your officials to consider going forward. Thank you. We're very happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for the presentation. And again, I mean, the work that you do supporting our local and emergency local businesses, you know, is incredibly vitally important. And how we economically recover from this pandemic, but actually hearing the work that you do regarding mental health, I find that incredibly uplifting. You know that you're, you know, going the extra mile in that regard, because I mean, as I'm sure any counselors here will know, they've been in touch with business owners and such like, and the feelings that were represented there are something that we have come in contact with. So that is incredibly uplifting, and I thank you very much. Yes, there are a few questions. First, Councillor Mulgrew.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. Linda and Janice, I just want to thank you for coming here tonight to present to us, and I also concur with our chair. I come from a small business background myself, and I know how very difficult it is. I know that really most small business owners are juggling many different roles. When you have a small staff, if you are down any number of staff at all, the burden falls fairly and squarely on your own shoulders. And there is no doubt about it. I was at a meeting with DEIRA last week, and we were talking about a number of funds and funding streams coming up, and there's a lot of hesitancy with some of them because small businesses have got such a beating in the last 12 months, and the stop-start element of COVID has really knocked their confidence. And you know, you work at a small business 7 days a week. It really is a lifestyle, and you know, they really are very, very deflated. So I have to applaud you for the work you're doing in supporting the person and the people behind the small businesses, because I think that is vitally important. And, you know, I'd like to see that maybe others, similar organisations would do likewise. But very interesting presentation, and I certainly welcome the work that you're doing in supporting those in small business. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Councillor McGrew. Councillor Clark.
Thanks, Chair. And thanks, Linda and Janice, for your presentation. Well aware of the good work that you do in the business part, and particularly during COVID, you know, there was a lot of complimentary responses coming back from constituents, you know, about the assistance that they received. In regards to your expansion plans, I think they're very exciting, and I think it's great to see, you know, particularly post-COVID, getting prepared, you know, to get people back into small businesses, and, you know, to invest in business again. But just in regards to the council, I'm sure the council, the council senior officers, and our, you know, our planning officers and also our ERT officers will do everything we can to assist you. So,
thank you. We much appreciate that.
Thank you. thank you, Councillor Clark. Councillor Hanlon. Councillor Hanlon.
Yeah, just want to say thanks for the presentation. I was quite interested in it because I am the rep for the Downpatrick area, and I'm aware, you know, of a number of businesses who started via Down Business Centre have become very, very successful. I really welcome as well the look, or, you know, giving the attention to the mental health of business owners. I know from speaking to a few of them myself, you know, they said that it's not, you know, while some are worried about being closed and that intermittent being open, closed, back and forward, but being open isn't always the easiest thing either. So, you know, there is a lot of stress and anxiety there at the minute. So I think it's really important work you're doing, and just want to say thank you for it.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, again, I think that brings that to an end. Perhaps maybe as well, if just perhaps if council officers can meet. Oh, sorry, Councillor Savage, you're in there with a question. Councillor Savage?
Sorry, Chair, glitches on my computer today. Just to thank, say thanks for the presentation tonight. I remember the great work over the years from the 80s. I remember Joe being involved in the jobs being set up and moving on to Down Business Centre, and I know the contribution that you've made over the years, over many decades, to creating small businesses, many of them very successful businesses now, and I think it's critically important in relation to ensuring economic balance across our whole district that Down Business Centre plays a pivotal role in that going forward. I'm excited to hear about your expansion plans, and certainly from the SDLP group in here, we'd be very supportive of anything that you're trying to do, both from the expansion side of things and also in relation to the unique initiative you're planning in relation to the mental health of business owners, which I think is critical, because having dealt with on a daily basis a lot of the businesses who have applied for grants, etc., and heard it at the coalface, effectively, the pressures that they've been under during COVID, I think that this pandemic has left a big mental health scar, particularly in the small business sector, and I think that there are a lot of pieces to be picked up afterwards, and I think your initiative is fantastic and one that's very well timed, and I wish you all the best with it, and certainly we'll be very supportive of your plans for expansion. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, Michael. I would say that it's a pilot that we're running, and we're excited to be running it, but we think it will extend and we will have to make it bigger. So watch this space, and hopefully we will be able to do that. And Michael, it's a long time since you were up in Saul Road and Down Business Centre in the Saul Road.
Yes, actually, as somebody who started a business centre, I know the contribution that you made, and I was a big supporter of the small business sector, and you know, if you took the small business sector out of our local economy here, there wouldn't be much left. So look, it's very, very important that we get behind you, and certainly very, very, very happy as far as the SDLP group is concerned to sit down with you and discuss the initiatives, and obviously as councillors, as a cross party group, be supportive of what you're trying to do, and I think it's a great initiative, and I've no doubt there will be a need to expand it beyond the initial pilot, because the demand is very much there, and I can vouch for that firsthand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Clark, I see you're in for a P there. Is that what's that in relation to? Sorry, Councillor Clark.
No, Chair, I just proposed that our senior officers from ERT and including planning officers and economic development officers meet with the Down Business Park and progress the expansion plans.
Okay, and I see that's been seconded. I think that could be something that could be done. Can I just maybe perhaps make one? I think as well as that, I think the work regarding mental health has sort of touched a vein with a lot of the councillors here. So would it be possible if any sort of supplementary information regarding that could be maybe circulated, you know, through council officers and through to ourselves, you know, but I say that, the takeaway for me, certainly regarding, as well as, you know, supporting what you do, but also, again, the issues around the supporting the mental health is something, certainly I think that's been very, very strong. And if that's okay, we'll draw that to a close and just say again, thank you very much for taking the time to present to us. As I say, it's been very, it's greatly received by me and all the other councillors here from what I can see. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Maybe if that's green, could be. There we go. Great, now I can see a plethora of faces now. It's wonderful. Okay, moving on then to item number four, which is the action sheet. Page one, page two, page three, page four, and page five. If I could have a proposer and a seconder. Do we need proposers? Proposed. Thank you, Gary Stokes. And thank you, Councillor Burgess. Just for the tip, Councillor Stokes, could you propose that, please?
Certainly, Chair. Happy to propose, yeah.
Thank you. Councillor Burgess, are you happy with a second?
Seconds up.
Okay. Thank you very much. The next item is item number five, which is the report from the Brexit Forum, and Mr. McGilley is taking that. Mr. McGilley.
Chairman, you have tabled this evening the report of the Brexit Forum meeting held on the 1st of March. The recommendations are contained within the report. We recommend the Council adopt the report, Chairman.
Thank you. Councillor Stokes is proposing and Councillor Savage is seconding. And if we come, Councillor Riley, you have a question, Councillor Riley?
Yeah, Chairman, it was just on that we included the Savage notice of motion, the discussion on it. And I had actually pointed out, you know, the opportunities that may well flow from the Shared Prosperity Fund. And I mentioned two specific projects, Murray Canal, the reinstatement of it, and Kilkeel Harbour. And I thought I had asked that, you know, we try and develop feasibility studies on them, but it was just a note that I see David, Kilkeel Harbour was mentioned by David Taylor, but I had actually specifically mentioned Kilkeel Harbour and the Murray Canal as potential projects that the council could get involved in. And would like that noted, please.
Okay. Is that a matter of record or what? How does that work?
It's a matter of minutes, really.
Yeah, we can do that, Chairman.
Okay. That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Councillor Stokes, are you happy to propose?
Yes, Chair, certainly.
Thank you very much. And Councillor Savage, you content to second?
Yes, we're happy to second, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so moving on is item number five, which is the master plans. And again, this is taken by...
Chairman, I'm very, very sorry if you would just indulge me for one second. Just on the Brexit committee, we did agree that we would meet in 6 weeks unless something big come up. And I think what happened over the last number of days with the aspects of it being set aside, it might well be worth a meeting of that committee to find out how it's affecting things?
I'm not sure. Okay, I'm going to have to call for a bit of help here and how that is scheduled, or how does that work, Mr. Mullen?
We can take that outside the meeting and arrange a suitable date where all members of the group are available. We'll do that in the next few days.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Mr. Mullen.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Riley. Mr. Riley. Item number 6 is master plans. And Mr. McGilley is taking this. Mr. McGilley?
Yep, Chairman. As per a previous recommendation of the committee, we have been obviously updating and progressing the master plans through the agreed structures with the DEAs and then back to this committee. At the end of 2020 and into the start of 2021, we undertook a review of the actions through those to refresh them. So, Chairman, what is presented this evening are a series of action plans for each of the 4 master plans arising from DEA discussion. Chairman, so we're recommending the adoption of those master plans for further action through those agreed structures.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. McGilley. I see a number of questions here. I'm conscious, Councillor Brown, you're not a committee member, so if you allow me to indulge the courtesy to our council committee members first, and then we'll come on to you. So, Councillor Stokes.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Jonathan. I suppose, as Jonathan said, these are very much, evolving documents. I think I remember the first master plan back in the old council, I think in Uri, and there's in Uri, I think back to maybe 2009. I think it was, way back in the day, Alex Atwood launching it at Bagnall's Castle. So they're evolving documents. For example, Chair, we've had to remove the plan for Aware as part of the Uri Master Plan, and because Rivers Agency basically said if we were to build Aware, there'd be a huge risk of flooding in Uri, so it has been removed from the master plan. So, 2 amends I would propose, Chair, in relation to the Uri one, but under G1, and in relation to the G1, the wording a little bit, Chair, it talks about under the column the long term delivery. It's talking about a master plan in relation to the park, and I suppose if you're reading that, it's a little bit ambiguous. You could think that that our long term aim is to formulate a master plan when it's not. So I was just proposing that we simply, to avoid any ambiguity, Chair, under that column under G1, replace the current wording with quite simply, just replace it with 15-acre park in Albert Basin. Simple as that. And the second amendment, Chair, and it comes under C4, Abbey Park, Chair. Chair, I've been contacted recently in relation to Abbey Park by local residents. There's a proposal there tonight to take it off the master plan. I would simply make a proposal tonight. Can we take that one back to the new DAA councillors for further discussion? Local residents have raised the matter, and I'm sure that they've raised it with me, I'm sure they've raised it with other councillors too. I think, I'm not sure we've really given that proper thought as a council and looked at options. We have 2 things happening there. Obviously, the health hub, is there an opportunity to integrate that site into the health hub? And also a major residential development, Chair. Are there opportunities to marry that in there? And my colleague, Michael Savage, has also said, we're doing trails at Daisy Hill at the moment. Is this another site, potential site? I don't know. I don't think we've given proper consideration. And under that one, Chair, as I say, under C4, I propose that we don't take it away from the master plan at the moment, but send it back to the DEA and your EDA for further discussion. Thanks, Chair. And make those 2 proposals, Chair.
Okay. We've got 2 proposals to amend it, with seconded by Councillor Savage. I've got a feeling, should we deal with these one at a time, and then are other councillors content with this? if there's any, or there's not, if people aren't content with that, then I'll start taking more questions in. Okay. Councillor Riley, you have a question there?
Yes, Chairman. I'm sure you'll say Riley's been very parochial again, but on the South West Coastal Plan, I think it's very, very light on Kilkeel. Newcastle has two very substantial projects there, as does Warren Point have several substantial projects, whereas, you know, we're talking about a bit of rock possible rock armouring at the Moran Esplanade to stop the erosion there, which is really a maintenance concern. We definitely have to look at that, or we're going to lose a sizable chunk of our property there. But one of the things that has been discussed over a number of years has been the possibility of developing coastal walks right from Greencastle through Cranfield to Dunavel. We don't see anything about that now. That's where a lot of the demand from workers is coming from, coastal routes. And it is possible to do. So I would like to see that given a higher degree of emphasis on more inclusion, because, as I say, it is very, very light in, as far as Kilkeel and Annalong goes. And Annalong also has the potential to extend its coastal walk as far as Newcastle. So I'd be very grateful if the committee would take on board those views and give it serious consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. I'm just thinking, you know, as well that there are, you know, community walking trail plans. Again, I'm not sure if that can be fed into that, but as a general, you know, is that something that can, again, I have to defer to Mr. Mallon here, is that okay to add such a development in?
Yeah, I just want to be sort of clear that we're not duplicating effort, and I know that Active and Healthy Communities team are looking at developing the active travel strategy for the council, which will look at community trails, cycle trails, and projects of this nature. So we're happy to take back the suggestion and the proposal to ensure it's included in any developing strategy for the active travel team. And if there is projects that evolve out of that, they will probably be delivered under that umbrella. But we're happy to take back the concerns and have them proposed as potential locations for this type of intervention.
Thank you. Would it be possible to get an update? Because if you're not on those committees, it is difficult to follow at times, Connor, exactly what's going on, especially with the present situation, you know.
If I could just interject real quick, Councillor Riley, there is a consultation, I believe, this Wednesday night regarding active travel through Sustrans. I mean, it was well attended the last one I was at on Wednesday night, and I'm certainly, I'm sure your input regarding that would be very well received too. That's just, again, I'd be very keen to see active travel ways developed. I think everyone here would be very keen to see active travel ways developed. And I think Mr. Mallon wanted in as well there. If that maybe...
No, Chair, I was just going to repeat what you have suggested around the consultation that's ongoing. And I think you'll probably get more feedback through the council's committee structures once that strategy has been developed following the public consultation.
Okay, thank you. How do you get into that meeting on Wednesday, Chairman?
Councillor Riley, could I suggest that you maybe get in contact with Sheena McIldarney, the council officer in charge? I'm sure she would be more than happy to send you a link, or someone will send you a link, but certainly that is the contact that I've had. That would be my first port of call.
There was a link sent out today on it. I responded to it because I didn't make the last one. So it's for this Wednesday at 5 o'clock, as far as I'm aware.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Clark.
Thanks, Chair. Let's get the camera on here. My points are in regards to Newcastle. Item 6 there, the Castle Park and Islands Park development. I think there's a unique opportunity, in Castle Park, you know, for tourism. I know we've went to expressions of interest through another committee, so there's work ongoing on that as well. But I brought a notice motion previously that
that the Islands Park would be managed to mitigate the impacts of climate change. And I think there's a plan been drawn up for that also, you know, so I've been really keen for that, you know, the Islands Park element, you know, and the Castle Park to be slightly decoupled, because I think one can progress a lot quicker than the other. So just to bear that in mind, I don't want to be waiting just for the Gateway project. I think there's action needs to be taken now in regards to climate change and mitigating impacts. So with that amendment on item 6, I'd be happy with that. Progress has been made in regards to the, you know, in regards to the new leisure centre. And that's been to be welcomed. It's past the feasibility stage, and now we're moving into the design stage, because the people in Newcastle and surrounding areas have been crying out for it, you know, so as fast as that can progress, the better. There's money in the rates to progress that item, so hopefully we'll start seeing a planning application coming in. And there's items missing. I know at RDA meeting, and we had a discussion in regards to the Rockville and about the important historical nature of the Rockville, but also the social aspect of the Rockville and the community aspect of the Rockville is immense. And yeah, I know you agree with that, Chair. But the vision needs to be bigger even than that. We need to... Another part of the discussion was in regards to the restoration of Newcastle Harbour and the old town of Newcastle. And I think that's the master part of this, has to be in the master plan, is the development of Newcastle Harbour area and the Rockpool. And all DAA members agreed with that. So I propose that that's included. Sure.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. So just to clarify that was really, you wanted the inclusion of Islands Park in the harbour. Is that correct, or have I misread that or misheard that?
It is an island. The Islands Park and the Castle Park is included in item 6. I'm saying that they can be decoupled, you know, the Islands Park... you know, mitigating the impacts of climate change. The implementation of that can move a lot faster. I don't think we should be waiting a couple of years in regards to that. And indeed, the Castle Park also doesn't need to wait a couple of years for that. You know, so I think that can move ahead. That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
In regards to the harbour component, at RDA we discussed the Rockville and Newcastle Harbour and the historical importance that it holds. There's need for a proposal for that area, including the Rockpool, the restoration of the Rockpool, with that entire old town of Newcastle Harbour has to be in the master plan.
Thank you.
That's a priority for the people, and it's a priority for local councillors, Chair.
Mr. Mellon, can that be extrapolated at all, or is that something that has to be seconded here to be added in?
Yeah, well, on the direction of the committee, we can put the proposal in and amend the master plan before it comes forward for ratification of full council.
Okay. So, could Councillor Clark, do you need a seconder there just for that proposal?
I think, Chair, maybe we'd wait to the end of the entire item, and if all the items that are suggested can be proposed and seconded as one, if there's if everyone's in agreement, we could do it under the one proposal.
Okay, that works. Okay, that probably would be more easier to move through. Okay, so those are noted. Councillor McAteer.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Yeah, and just could I just ask too for. But maybe some more definitive recommendations in terms of Narrow Water Keep, which is something I've been at for many years trying to get it up and going and developed. There's no recommendation there, really. I presume, I know it is new, but it's not really that new. It's at least 5 or 6 years new. And again, that would dovetail probably into the tourism strategy for Warren Point. So that's something that would need to be worked up as a matter of urgency as well. Could I then ask that, I think there was, from our DEA forum meeting, there was also the inclusion of tourism walking trails, which would be sort of centred in the Warren Point area, or at least fanning out from there right around the area. And this is, we talked about this in the context of coming out of this whole COVID situation, that we would be prepared for a new type of, or at least an additional type of tourism, you know, which walking would be one element of it. So historical walking tours. I asked just that formally to include that. It might find its way, Connor, eventually to yourself from the DEA, but in the absence of that, maybe just as appropriate time now to include that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair.
If I could respond on that. The Narra Water Keep, as you say, is added there on the, I think it's on the last page as a new.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed that, yeah.
So we just need to develop out the rest of the long-term strategy and the short-term action plan for that. Around the walking tours, they're more of a tour rather than an infrastructure plan, but, you know, it probably aligns with the tourism strategy and probably could pick up within the other new tourism strategy for Warren Point, action within the master plan. So it's just a matter of expanding on the detail of them within the master plan, and we can do that.
Yeah. Now, having said that, the walking tour thing could be developed out into to digital enhancement, you know, with signage, et cetera, you know, with different types of walks, you know, centered around Warren Point. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor McAteer. Points noted. Councillor Savage.
Yes, Chair. Mine relates to I3, which is the Carniford Lock Greenway development. I'm good to see that we're moving on with the planning application that was submitted in August. It's just that one query in relation to, and maybe a bit of an overlap with AHC as well, but it's in relation to, I know there was a number of outstanding issues there with at least one landowner in relation to that phase of the development of the Greenway, and I just wanted an update. Are things progressing there? Because the last thing we want is ending up in a bit of a legal battle after we've managed to get planning through, because this is obviously a blue chip gold standard tourist project that we're trying to develop here, and I'm aware there are a few niggles in relation to concerns from local landowners there. They represent that area, and I've had a few approaches, and I just wanted to know if discussions were ongoing to iron out those problems with landowners in the area.
Yeah, Chairman, maybe if I could take that one, that those negotiations are ongoing, and we are proposing to bring a report on the whole Greenway development to the next committee meeting, Chairman. So we'll have a bit more detail on that, but the discussions are ongoing through the appropriate channels within with the council.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Andrews, you have a question, but I'm not sure you're a committee member either, so I'm going to take back to Councillor Brown here.
I'm not sure if that's time. I'm happy to prepare.
Yep, so Councillor Brown. Yes.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks for bringing me in, despite not being a committee member. Perhaps Councillor Andrews as well, and DEA Councillor is going to raise the same thing that I was going to raise. Just a couple of points. First off, a lot of really great projects here for the district, and officers should be commended for that. I would say as a Downpatrick resident, it's maybe a bit disappointing to see the lack of projects that are council supported in the Downpatrick area and the reliance on externally led projects there, but I'm sure Downpatrick DEA councillors will fight that corner. In terms of Rhuallan and the Ballinahinch Master Plan, I just wanted to seek clarity around the leisure facility provision there. When this came to the DEA for discussion, and all the Rhuallan councillors will be aware, it was primarily a discussion around Loch Park development. It then developed further into wider leisure facility provision in Ballinahinch. And specifically, a site along the Langley Road was identified as a possible site for expansion of leisure provision, and we had a meeting with the Strangford MP and the Chief Executive of the Council, Amber Welland, councillors, about that, and I'm fully supportive of that idea. But I think it's important to note that if the leisure provision was to go there, we are still keen as a DEA to see some improvement of the facilities at Loch Park in Ballinahinch as well, on the opposite side of the town. So I think it's important that that point in the master plan makes reference specifically to Loch Park, or that that becomes a separate row in the document, that it's not just leisure facilities anywhere in Ballinahinch that we're looking to expand. It's specifically leisure facilities and development of Loch Park. And I wouldn't want to see Loch Park lost out simply because leisure facilities go somewhere else on the other side of the town. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Brown. I'm going to take Councillor Hannah. Councillor Hannah has a question. Councillor Hannah.
Thanks, Chair. It's just a question on the tree planting on Knockry Avenue, Kilkeel. It went up about halfway up Knockry Avenue, and then it has come to a dead stop. I know the chairman of the Kilkeel Chamber of Commerce has been in contact with the Mourne DEA councillors, and he's wondering what has happened to it, basically. There is an issue up the centre of Knockry Avenue with ownership of the centre reservation. So I was just wondering if Connor or someone could give us an update on what is actually happening there.
Yeah, Chair, I'm happy to make contact with Councillor Hannah outside the meeting once I get an update on what the current position is.
Okay, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Hannah. Councillor Andrews, take you in now, Councillor Andrews.
Thank you very much, Chair. And it is in relation to the Ballinahinch Master Plan. First of all, I would like to welcome the presentation at tonight's meeting. And again, it's a very comprehensive programme for the Ballinahinch and for the local area, being another gateway to the Mourne, you know what I mean? And I say it's quite packed. It's a very concise plan, quite a challenging one, and it's one that's going to showcase and enhance Ballinahinch in the surrounding areas. I do touch upon the points of Councillor Brown raised, especially about Loch Park and the leisure facilities. You know, and the Old Down Legacy Council, I worked closely with other councillors at the time for Loch Park, and it would be good to see Loch Park being developed and improved no further. And I think it would do no harm. I would do support Councillor Brown's call that Loch Park should stand as a separate entity in the master plan. But overall, it's an exciting challenge. I look forward to working with Councillor colleagues and council officials and departments right across the board to make sure that what's presented on paper, all being well, will become reality for so many in the Ballinahinch and the Rowallan area to enjoy. So again, I'd like to commend our officers for preparing the report for presentation. So thanks very much for listening.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Councillor Andrews. So just to sort of walk back ourselves back through this then, there's been a series of sort of proposed amendments. If I could just run through them real quick. Councillor Stokes regarding the 15-acre park and revisiting the Abbey Park and taking it back to DEA's. Councillor Riley made various points about walkways which could be taken up through the active travel consultation going on. Councillor Clark made two substantive things regarding item number 6 regarding Ireland and Castle Park, as well as the harbour end of things to be taken into consideration. Councillor McAteer regarded narrow water and walking tours, which again, were certainly the narrow water issue was already there, and the walking tours is something I'll follow in somewhere else, but point validly made. Councillor Savage had an issue around the Greenway. It was a direct question. Councillor Brown and Councillor Andrews regarding including our improvement to Loch Park, and Councillor Hannah had a question directed to tree plant that was going to be taken up. If those are all, that's a bit of a quick surmise. I see Councillor Stokes very kindly proposed them all, and Councillor Savage very kindly seconded them all. If that's okay for the recording, Councillor Stokes and Councillor Savage, I would be much obliged if that would, if you could carry that through.
Post chair, and thanks for summing it up, chair.
Mm-hmm. Yes, chair, happy to second.
Okay, so that is item number six. Moving on. So item number seven is regarding one point baths, and Mr. McGilley is taking that.
Yeah, Chairman, what we have this evening is a report on the update in relation to Warren Point Baths and the series of recommendations, Chairman, on the next steps that are detailed within the report, namely that we continue to maintain the facility, continue to explore potential funding for the future development of the facility, and then a recommendation that we appoint a consultancy team to prepare a business case and a costing for the existing scheme as that has received planning approval. On the Warren Point Bath site, as councillors will know, we've been through a series of expressions of interest for third-party development, which haven't been successful to date. So, Chairman, those are the recommendations that we're tabling this evening for consideration by members.
Thank you, Mr. McGarry. Councillor Ryan, you're going to propose and comment, which is great, so tear away, please. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Chairman. Just to formally propose the item, I have to say I'm delighted to see it on the agenda tonight. It's something that I've been advocating for a while. We had a live planning application sitting there, and to date we hadn't acted on it. The baths has become a blight not only on the Warren Point Town, but also on the seafront and Carlingford Lock. For many years, I think this year we're now going into the 25th year since it was closed down, and we have tried all sorts of avenues of trying to get private investment to come in and do some sort of a proposal on it. It hasn't happened. It's not going to happen. The only way we're going to redevelop the baths is to do it ourselves, and this proposal allows us to do that. Our planning application runs out in 2022. So it's paramount that we move quickly on this here and we get a proposal back before us as a council. We have the opportunity to bring this back into community use, is what it always was before and what it should be, that it's available for everyone to use. We have an EA scheme upcoming in the town. We have a proposal for a one-way system which will transform the town, but all three will need each other to work properly. And they'll all complement each other. And I think we as a council have to move forward as quickly as possible to get the best schemes for Warren Point. I think councillors touched on earlier on about the number of proposals there is, and they mentioned Warren Point. We've been waiting quite a while for any type of development in Warren Point, and they're all coming together at the right time, coming now that we can move forward and bring Warren Point back to the crowds that have been in it even in the last number of weeks has been unreal. Just people getting out and about and onto the seafront. But the seafront, the last development on it was about 30 years ago, and the number of proposals that we have before us will regenerate the town, and it's badly needed. And I just say I would like to see us move forward as quickly as possible with these proposals. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you, Councillor Ryan. It's good to listen. Councillor McAteer, you're down to second. Come in.
Chair, yeah, I just could maybe, before I do any seconding, could we just maybe ask the officers to explain actually 3.3, because I wouldn't share maybe the same enthusiasm Councillor Rowan has for all elements. Certainly, if you look at the report, it says recommend 3.1. 3.1 basically talks about the health and safety issues of the existing bar structure, while 3.3 affirms or reaffirms that we appoint a consultancy team to prepare a business case or economic appraisal on the existing council-approved scheme based on the planning approved in place for Warren Point site. Now, to me, that unfortunately doesn't incorporate a swimming facility or water-based facility. It was anything but that. And I know in recent times we had, as we discussed it at the DEA forum, the fora, which was the agreed position, even at the consultancy side of the master plan that we had also through that forum as well, that we wanted to see the restoration of a swimming facility at the location of the baths. Now, that could be done either incorporating elements of the existing proposals, which I have no problem with, or indeed it could be a restoration in accordance with the stipulations of the Heritage Lottery folk, which I see the officers have been meeting with, or indeed it could be a modernisation of the swim facility and the inclusion of other services, you know, such as the seaweed baths, cafe, etc. So we could also have the, you know, I would also like to see going back the possibility of enclosing the structure altogether. That would actually mean a swimming facility for Warren Point throughout the whole year, not just a tourist attraction, but it would serve the people of Warren Point who have had no swimming facility, as Councillor Rowan said, for up until 30, 40 years. So I'm not sure whether the councillor who made the councillor Rowan making the proposal would agree with all I said or not, but certainly that's what my proposal would be. Now, it's up to yourself, or maybe the proposer, whether they want to accept what I've said, or we want to go to a different proposal.
Chair, I can answer that if you want.
Well, there is an amendment to your proposal, so yes, Councillor Ryan, that'd be great if you would.
My proposal stands as the proposal that's put before us by the officers. Taking on board what Councillor McAteer said, that's exactly why the BAS is as it is. Because we've sat on proposal after proposal, we've asked for this after that, and nothing's ever happened with it. If Warren Point needs a swimming facility, it needs a proper swimming facility on a site that is the best available. That is not the site for a swimming facility in Warren Point, nor a seaweed bath. I want the facility to be there for the use for the general public, be it event spaces, be it small retail proposals that serve the public, to be available for the likes of the East Coast Adventure, who use it at this moment in time for water-based activities. That's what it needs to do. And for we put sand on the beach last year, and we've seen the huge success of that there. And this here will add to that there and give proper facilities, change facilities, toilets, the whole lot. So I go with the proposal as before by the council that we go forward with the plan and application that is already approved.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Ryan. I'll maybe invite Mr. Mallon in just to sort of maybe, I think there's a few points that Mr. McAteer wanted explained in the first instance, so maybe if we could maybe explain those and then we'll proceed.
I think Councillor McAteer is accurate in his understanding of recommendation 3.3, that it's based on the approval. The planning approval, design and proposal that's in front of us, and that the council has approved previously. So this is a matter of trying to get a direction from the committee as to whether the committee and the council want to progress with the officer's recommendation to carry out an economic appraisal and a business case for the project based on the approval that is in place. Secondly, then, councillor or chair, you have a proposal from Councillor Ryan to accept the officer's recommendation, and I suggest that you probably seek to see if there's a seconder for that from within the committee.
Well, I can see that Councillor McGrew has seconded that, so there is a proposer and a seconder for the recommendations as is. So. Councillor McAteer, I take it you're not in agreement with the proposals as they are, so therefore we're going to have to put this. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. No, Chair. That's why I just wanted to try and tease that out of you. But and no, it really, you know, my opinion of the people I represent anyhow, and I feel there's a very strong opinion for that. But certainly, council can make a decision on it. But Chair, I think this is quite a watershed in terms, excuse the pun, in terms of this development and in fact the future historical integrity of Warren Point. So I think that it's appropriate that we would have a recorded vote on this just for the record. It may already happen in terms, but I just want to make sure that this is recorded.
So are we ready for there's been Proposed, seconded, and there's a call for a recorded vote, so we're putting it as the recommendation.
They lost Councillor McMurray.
I think so, yeah.
Louise, can you prepare for a roll call, please?
Yeah, sure. Will I proceed, Chair?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Sorry, I seem to have dropped off, but I got the impression that we're heading for a recorded.
Yeah, so we are taking a recorded vote on accepting the officer's recommendations. Can I go ahead, Connor? Yes.
Can you just wait till the chair's back in and we're sure that he hasn't dropped off, please. Councillor McMurray, are you back on the call?
Declan?
Yeah?
Who's on? Declan, just while we're waiting for Andy, you know, I followed those baths for 30 years as a councillor. What Mickey Ryan says right this time, on what the officers are proposing, would lend itself very much to the shared prosperity fund that they're talking about. And if you had that worked up and running, it would finally sort that issue, because I understand where you're coming from and turn it into a property constituted swimming pool and all, but that's not the place for it. The weather that comes in there would wreck any structure, any additional structure there. So I think this time I'm going to have to go with the officer's report. Nothing personal against you, but I'm supporting the officer's proposal.
Councillors, I'm just going to ask. Louise, can you try and call Councillor McMurray back in again, please?
Just when, as you said, just waiting. Could I just ask Connor there?
The chair back in. Sorry. We'll rather do it through the chair. Is that okay, Declan?
Sorry?
The chair's back in, so...
Oh, yeah, it was just a question I wanted to ask you there before we went to that vote.
I think we're at the stage of a vote now.
Sorry, I do apologise for the technical issues there. I'm not sure what stage we've got to.
We have been on hold waiting, you chair. Louise, are you back on the call?
Yes, I am ready to do a roll call now. Is that okay? Shall I proceed? Okay.
Through the chair. Are you happy to proceed with the?
Yep, happy to proceed. Yep.
Okay. So, Councillor McMurray for, against, or abstention?
I'm going to abstain. Thank you.
Councillor Ryan.
For the proposal.
Councillor Burgess.
I'm abstaining too.
Councillor Clark.
For.
Councillor Kearns.
Abstaining.
Councillor Hanna.
Against.
Councillor Hart.
For.
Councillor Howells.
For.
Councillor Larkin.
For.
Councillor McAteer.
Against.
Councillor Mulgrew.
For.
Councillor Riley.
For.
Councillor Savage.
Against.
Councillor Stokes.
Against.
Councillor Tinley.
For.
So 8 is 4, 4 are against, and 3 abstentions.
Thank you for that. So if I hear that right, sorry, Ms. Dillon, that was 8-4 and 4 against and 3 abstentions, which means that the proposal is carried.
That's right.
Yep, okay. So that was, if my notes are correct, then that was proposed by Councillor Ryan and seconded by Councillor Mulgrew. Is that okay? Yeah. Okay. We're okay to move on then, yes? Yep, okay. Moving on then is, moving on. The next items are in closed session. Eight, item license agreement, Donard Forest. Item 9, service level agreements 21-22. And item 10, tourism events are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may be, by resolution, be excluded for this item of business. If I could have a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session. Councillor Burgess, are you calling for?
I propose we go into closed session. Yep.
Can I have a seconder to second that, please? Anybody to second us in the closed session? I'll second it. We'll go into closed session. Or Councillor Hyle, Councillor Savage, Councillor Hyle second in the closed session. Okay. If you just give me the heads up then whenever
the press.
Sorry, it just won't start. Okay, Chair, you can proceed.
Okay. Thank you very much. Item number 8, license agreement, Donard Forest, on the proposal of Councillor Hanna, seconded by Councillor Savage, it was agreed to accept the license agreement between Deira and Nerymore District Council for a 5-year period, which permits Council to carry out improvements and maintenance works to Deira lands and scoping works at Donard Forest, subject all matters being clarified by Forest Service to the satisfaction of Council. Item number 9, service level agreements 2021 to 2022, on the proposal of Councillor Stokes, seconded by Councillor Hoyle, it was agreed to approve the list of service level agreements for 2021 to 2022 as contained in point 2.1 of report dated 8th of March 2021 from Conor Mallon, Director of Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism. Item number 10, events programme. On the proposal of Councillor Burgess, seconded by Councillor Stokes, it was agreed to approve the recommendations regarding proposed tourism events programme for 2021-2022. Now, the following items are for noting, and I'll go through them for a proposer and seconder. And then, if that's needed, or we just have them as noted and progress on.
You don't need a proposer and a seconder for noted items.
Okay, so happy days. So, Councillor Stokes, you're happy to propose?
Yes, sir. I think it's just for noting. That's okay, sir. Yeah.
And someone to second?
Seconder, do you? You don't need a proposer or a seconder.
That's right. So item number 11, item 5G and broadband. Item number 12, Kilkeel Harbour and developments.
I would like to ask the question on that. I typed it in there, but I don't know whether I got through or not. On item 12.
Yes.
And listen to item 12. What I would like to know is any update on the development report. Because this is a very important report, and we want to know what the findings is in relation to this report. It was recommended that, because it's going to recommend the next steps that we take in relation to Kilkeel and Hourglass development harbours, because they're now the stakeholders were to get a report, was to get this report out on the 15th of March, like that there. And all I wanted to know, now the last time I asked about it, there was no information that came out, so there wasn't. I would like to know, is there any further update on it now at the present time? Because it is very important that we get know what's in this report in relation to the development of those two harbours, especially my own harbour in Ardass.
Chairman, if you want, I can deal with that one.
Yeah.
Chairman, the report has been commissioned and is DARA's report, so our understanding, as a detail there, is that it will be available at, towards the end of March. Is the advice that we've got, but we have no detail of the content of the report.
I must say, Chair, I'm very disappointed in that, because, I mean, a lot depends on this, so it is, and it was given to the stakeholders that it was to be here on the 15th of March, and I'm led to believe that, for some unknown reason, it's been delayed, and all I'm just saying, I hope to get the report in as soon as possible, because it does depend, the fishing industry does depend on this report in relation to Kilkeel and Ardglass Harbours.
Thank you, Councillor Kern. Councillor Riley, is this a matter of 12? Okay.
It's on 12. And I noticed that they've already agreed to do additional dredging in Ardglass Harbour. And I'm just wondering, is that silt dredging or rock dredging? I have tremendous respect for Dermot Kern. Tremendous respect. But you are our representative on the Sea Flag scheme, and obviously you're going to have a bias towards your own town of Ardglass. And, Chairman, I seriously believe that there should be two representatives on that committee from the council. We should be one from the Mourns area, given that we've Kilkeel and all along as well, both fishing hubs. So I'm just making that point. But I'd like to know if somebody can. And when will the consultation be out, Chairman? On the report.
Okay. If those could be noted, and then could that correspondence be forwarded on to your council rally? Would that be okay?
Say again.
Over. Would the answer about dredging, could that be forwarded on to you at a later date, council rally?
That's okay.
Okay. And I would just be
concerned, Chairman, if Ardglass is getting a step ahead of us, and because if it is rock dredging, that's a significant amount of money involved in that.
Chair, can I just clarify around the dredging? It's only a commitment to explore the potential for dredging. There's no commitment to actually do carry out any dredging at this time.
Yeah, but there's funding already allocated to do that report.
Yes, that's correct.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
We still haven't got enough funding to do the report in Kilkeel. You know, I'm just pointing out my concerns, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Councillor McAteer, is this Ryan 12?
Yeah, it was just, I'd asked at a previous, going back before Christmas, I think it was, for Fibrous, I think I mentioned that on it again. Was any reply from Fibrous at all about meeting us, explaining
sure. about it? Sure, there's a meeting, there'll be a notice going out this week, the 29th of March. They're coming to facilitate a workshop.
All right, that's great.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thank you. Item number 13 is the RT Historic Action Tracker Sheet. Item number 14 is the increase in regional property certificate fees. Item number 15 is the Irish Street Regeneration Project. Item number 16 is report of Louth Newry Mourne Down Strategic Alliance meeting, 11th of November. And penultimately, 17 is planning performance figures, February 2021. And finally, Tourism and I Cooperative Partnership Marketing Funding is item number 18. And with all of that, I think it brings this evening's meeting to a close. Thank you very much, councillors, and enjoy whatever Rangers or enjoy TV tonight, and I'll see you all at some stage. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, good night.
Thank you.